Rex Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening and welcome once more to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. I'm Rob Pritchard. Hope you've had a wonderful week so far. Coming up tonight, the remaining ECAP FA Cup quarter-finals await alongside the league fixtures in Manx football this weekend, and a crucial clash for FC Isle of Man tomorrow as they take on one of their playoff rivals. In rugby, Douglas will be hoping to see off Wilmslow at Portishee this weekend, Vagabonds Ladies welcome Chester Divas, and an exciting four-way battle continues in the Manx Plate. And in hockey, four inter-club derbies are on offer this weekend as the leagues once again take centre stage. That is all to come this evening. So starting with football, and just before we look at this weekend's fixtures in Manx football, just to mention that there will be a minute's silence held at all games across the Manx football leagues this week in memory of former Isle of Man national team manager Kevin Manning, who sadly passed away last weekend. Mr. Manning spent 15 years at the helm of the national side before stepping down from the role 10 years ago, and during his tenure he led the Isle of Man side to success in the Guinness Cup in 2000 and then the Interleague Cup 6 years later. Joined as ever by Tony Meppham. Tony, very good evening to you. And Tony, you're someone who knew Mr. Manning well.
Yeah, it was really sad when I heard the news. We know for a long time that Kevin's not been well, but we just hoped that he would sort of somewhere along the line get better. But a tremendous asset to Manx football. Brilliant. I'll never forget him, that's for sure. And I worked with him all the time. He was involved at the Isle of Man FA, and he just did it with so much pride. There's so many young players that I've spoken to this week, not so young now, who came through with Kevin's coaching and also Kevin's managementship, and they had nothing but praise to say about the man. And it's a big, big loss, because he was a massive figure for Manx football. He was one of those people that you could rely on, just the way he went about it. He had this aura about himself, and I've been to a couple of Ireland games with him and had beers with him, and just enjoyed so many hours with Kevin when he's been involved with football for the Isle of Man Football Association.
And the length of his tenure as well in charge of the national team doesn't just show the quality of the man, but also the respect that he garnered as well.
Well, it was, and there was never any questions of his ability, and he brought coaches in when they were available. Paul Truman, Steve Burns, there was Lee Dixon and others. And when you look at the last three Ireland managers before Blaine Slattery was Steve Burns, you had Paul Jones, and then you had the last one, Nick Hurt. So all those players that had sort of played for him, not Burnsy, had learnt so much, and they just wanted to carry it on, and they carried it on for Kevin. But those 15 years just flew by, and when I look at the success he had, also I look at the sort of defeats they had, you had to take them. And when he ran the senior men's and the under 18s together, awful lot of work, Rob, and he did it so well and sort of filtered those under 18s through into senior football.
And as we mentioned as well, yes, a minute's silence at games across the Manx Football Leagues for Kevin Manning this weekend, ahead of the games taking place. He'll be sorely missed. Our condolences to his family and friends. OK, let's take a look at the fixtures that are taking place this weekend. We'll start with the ECAP FA Cup, and the remaining three quarterfinals are taking place.
Yeah, let's remember that Corinthians are in the bag, but the Malou against Old Boys game I'm looking at. Malou, great result last week against Russian, absolutely superb. Doran Tartar was the star of the round in that game, and he got the ECAP man of the match for the first round. Against Old Boys, got a little bit of news from them today. There's one or two sort of missing. I think Callum Stewart's not available, so that's a big loss for them. But I'm going to go for Malou to make it difficult for them. They're going to have to play out of their skins to win it, so it's going to be a tough game. Don't be surprised if this doesn't go to extra time, because it's got to be sorted on the day. But I just wonder, with the run that Malou are having at the moment, if they can do it. We'll wait and see. I'm sitting on the fence. But the other one, Douglas Royal against Ayr, it should be a little bit more one-sided. Ayr United playing well. Great result against Jim's in the last round. Looks as if they're going to lift the league trophy this year against the Douglas Royal side that, for whatever reason, struggled 7 days ago against Laxey with a big defeat. And Laxey against Ramsey, too close to call this, because a week ago, if you'd have asked me this, I would have said Ramsey. But I just think the way Laxey played last week, if they can bring that to this week's fixture, then I think they might just be able to do something. But Ramsey are in good form. A couple of boys were brought in to the FC Isle of Man squad for them this week, which shows how strong they are. And I just think Ramsey might just be able to sneak this. But again, close game.
It's been a real blend, as usual, of Cup and League games over the past few weeks. League games very much predominant alongside the ECAP FA Cup. And we've got three games in the Canada Life Men's Premier League tomorrow.
Yeah, Moran against St George's. Moran have a habit of beating the top sides. And I know St George's, Johnny Myers, will be trying to see what players he's got available, because I noticed Nathan Cardy played this week for FC Alamann. But against Moran, they should be able to take the points in there because they've moved up a place in the table. Corinthians against Peel last week won. I'd expect them to do the same again if they've got the same squad. Depends who's available. And Unimills against Ramsey Centre and Old Boys, the two bottom teams. And I expect Unimills with home advantage. Steve Fox got some good young players coming through to take the points in that game.
And four games tomorrow in Division 2.
There is. Jim's against Douglas Athletic. I'm going to go for Jim's. Douglas Athletic smarting after that 10-0 defeat last week. Castletown against Braddon. Castletown should have enough. They're fifth in the league against the Braddon side. That will improve, but I think it's going to be next year before you see the best of them. St John's against Onchan. That's the game you're sending me to. Looking forward to this one. First against second. Going to go just, I think, for St John's just to win it. And Poros against D&D. I'd expect D&D to make maximum points in that game.
Three games then in Canada Life, can't be won.
Russian against Laxey. Russian, great fight back last week. Old Boys leading against them in the top of the two. Clash at Old Boys, I think it was. But Old Boys lost. Russian won, so they go sort of up closer to that top of that table winning spot, if you like. So against Laxey, I'd expect them to win. Peel against Corinthians. Corinthians a little bit off it. A lot of young players coming through. So I'm going to go for Peel to win in that one. And in the other game, Ramsey Youth Centre, Old Boys against Union Mills. I'm going to go for Union Mills to win that.
Now moving on to Combi 2, we have lost one game that's been postponed. That's Foxdale versus Malou, but five other games taking place.
Yes, there is. And Michael against Colby. I'm going to go for Colby to win. Good result for them last week with that win. Douglas Athletic against Jims. We'll go for Jims to win that. Braddon against Castletown. I'm going to go for Town. Onchan against St John's, top two again, I think it is. So I'm just going to go for St John's to win that. D&D against Paul Rose, I'll go for D&D. And just a bit of a note on that Foxdale against Malou game. That was postponed because of a little bit of an outbreak of COVID at Malou.
And then going into Sunday, we've got two games in the Canada Life Women's FA Cup preliminary round.
Yeah, Castletown against Union Mills. Union Mills not being able to field a team for a couple of games. So I'm going to go for Castletown. And Onchan against Corinthians. They've met each other a couple of times at least this year already, so I'm going to go for Corinthians to win.
And then we do have Masters Football FA Cup quarterfinals. That's Colby versus Governors Athletics. That's a 2:10 p.m. kickoff at the Bowl on Sunday, and that's followed by a 3:40 kickoff at the Bowl in Peel versus Laxey in the Masters Football in general. Right, let's turn to FC Isle of Man. They face a potentially pivotal clash against fellow playoff contenders Abbey Hay at the Bowl tomorrow night. It sees the meeting of the sides sitting second and third in the NWCFL Division 1 South. FC Isle of Man on 76 points after 34 games. Abbey Hay reside just 5 points behind the Ireland team and have also currently played one game less. This week's visit to Abbey Hay, they head to Manx Shores in fierce form themselves. Four straight victories in which they've scored 22 goals and conceded just once. And they also overcame the Ravens at the Abbey Stadium back on the 30th of August in an entertaining 3-2 win for Abbey Hay. And if you're not heading down to the Bowl this Saturday, as ever, Manx Radio here, we've got you covered. Myself and Tony Meppen will be providing full live commentary of FC Isle of Man versus Abbey Hay, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital. Now, Tony, we've got around 90 seconds to take a look at this, I think it is, but both sides in excellent form going into this one, but this is both an extremely crucial game for both sides and an extremely tough one to call.
It is, and you're looking at it, and it's a must-win, I think, for both sides, to be honest with you, Rob, and that's going to make it even more exciting, isn't it? And I know West Didsbury and Charlton, it was a good game to watch that, and I'm expecting the same one now, but as you rightly say, you rattled off some good statistics there. You know, 22 goals, that's absolutely flying. But, you know, FC Isle of Man have showed midweek that they've got a strong, in-depth squad, brought some players in and played really well. And I think the way they're going at the moment, they make it hard, don't they? Because the last game that we covered, first half was pretty poor, but the second half, they were brilliant. And if we can have a bit more of that, everyone will enjoy it.
And yeah, just on a final note though, when we mentioned about squad rotation and we had a couple of debuts made in midweek, it was a young squad, average age was 22 if I remember my statistics correctly. But that must give Chris Bass, he's missing a couple of key players going into this one, but the performances that have been shown in the likes of midweek and also last weekend, particularly in the second half, as we pointed out against Cheadle Heath Nomads, that might give him food for more thought in terms of his selection.
Well, definitely, because James Rice came in, did really well in goal, and that was really great to see when you look at Jamie Corlett coming in, good player. But Ronan McDonald, what a way to come off the bench to score the second goal on your debut. Absolutely fantastic. And Jack McVeigh back in selection as well, which is great to see, because Jack's a big, big player for FC Isle of Man. It's just, I don't know where we are with the other injuries just yet, Rob, but I think there's a strong enough squad. And I think we saw last week great decisions by the management. It wasn't going well in that first half. They changed things around, and the substitutions were instrumental, I think, in that win, and some great performances in that second half, and well done to them all.
Yeah, this really could be a very key game for FC Isle of Man in the course of their season. FC Isle of Man versus Abbey Hay tomorrow night at the Bowl, 6:30 p.m. kickoff. And as I mentioned, if you can't make it down to the Bowl to support the Ravens, we will have you covered on Manx Radio with full live match commentary from 6:30 p.m. on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital. Tony, once again, thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, moving on to rugby. There are hopes for an entertaining clash at Portishead this weekend when Douglas host Wilmslow in the North One West. Meanwhile, Vagabonds ladies are also on home soil again this week, looking for what would be another set of valuable points. And domestically, there's a tasty battle continuing in the Manx plate to come. Taking a look at what's in store tomorrow is Dave Christian.
We start at Portishead, I think it's probably the easiest place. Douglas against Wilmslow in North One West. Douglas are going to fancy their chances here. You know, they were only edged out by a couple of points away at Wilmslow. The last time Wilmslow came to the Isle of Man, which was in late 2019, just before COVID, Douglas won in a very high scoring game, just by a couple of points. So with home advantage, they'll fancy their chances, as I say. But one of the things that is causing them a little bit of eyebrow raising down there in the management room at Portishead is probably their injury list. Seth Waterworth gone for the rest of the season, probably. The man they were looking to sort of fill in for him, Glyn Hussanowen, he's picked up a shoulder injury last week away. And finding big men to play in the forwards is going to be a bit of a challenge for them. And whereas it's fine having the lightweights who can get around the park, there's no substitute, certainly in club rugby, for a couple of big units of a men to give you power in the set piece. They'll give you height in the line out, and when they clear two or three rooks, they'll give you quick ball as well. And Douglas missing Waterworth, missing Hussanowen, it's difficult to see where they're going to find the replacements. I mean, they've got Harry Raven. Harry's almost a utility forward. He can play just about every position in that pack. He's competent at prop forward and hooker, can drop into the second row of the back row, so no doubt Harry will come in. But they've lost Owen Carvin, who was a natural front row replacement. Owen's out with a knock as well, so a little bit of trouble in the forwards for Douglas, and they've got that to overcome. That said, weather forecast for Saturday looking pretty okay. So with a dry track, I know we had a little bit of rain during the week. Whether or not Portishead dry out is a different kettle of fish, but with a reasonably dry track and good weather conditions, Douglas will look to use their pace in the back line to try and undo Wilmslow, and that could make for quite an entertaining spectacle. Although, given my luck in predicting games, it'll probably end up being all kicks and 9-6 or something like that. But it's all teed up to be a cracking game down there at Portishead. Douglas need the points. That'll help boost them up the table. Wilmslow are not too far ahead of them. Their playing record's not totally dissimilar. So Douglas also have two games in hand on their visitors as well. So fingers crossed. Kickoff at the moment is provisionally scheduled for 1:45, but Douglas have stressed online that that is provisional, and they'll have an update as soon as possible, but I just haven't seen it at the time of recording. So Douglas 1:45, Portishead, Douglas against Wilmslow in North One West. Up at Vagabonds, 2:00 kickoff there for their league match in women's NC1 North West against Chester Divas. Chester and Vagabonds haven't met this season, so we've got no form to go on, and they're actually playing back to back. It's at Vagabonds this week, and then Vagabonds travel to Chester next weekend. Vagabonds just ahead of the Divas in the table, and a win for Vagabonds tomorrow will put them into fourth place, I think, in the table. And they've got a reasonable chance of making a top three finish, despite having a pretty poor start. That will rely on a little bit of luck and results elsewhere going their way, but they're not doing too badly. Given the length of time they've been out and the disruption and gaps in between fixtures, potentially a third place finish is brilliant news for Vagabonds. All the big hitters available, as far as we're aware. Corinna Daly, Jules Harrison, very important for them, as is Lauren Ellison pulling the strings in the number 10 jersey. Those three all reported free from injury after last week's win against Halifax. And of course, there's a little bit of depth in that squad as well. Emily Webb at fullback had an amazing game against Halifax. Jess Swales up there from the front row got one for the girls up front. She scored a try last week. Maisie Murray's been coming on really well at hooker too. So they've got plenty of stuff going for them. A little bit of depth in the squad. Home advantage as well. Chester's record isn't brilliant. They've won 2 from 7, I think, and one of those was a home walkover. And they've only scored 22 points in 7 matches. So statistics-wise, it's looking like it could be a Vagabonds win. So fingers crossed for the girls on that one. Kickoff there at Bella Fletcher at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And the two games domestically, the Ravenscroft Manx play. Two games there. Emerging Nomads play Ramsey B, and Western Vikings host Vagabonds Hornets. The Vikings Hornets game will be our feature for Saturday Live. That kicks off at QE2 at 2:15. The two sides have met 3 times already this season. Vagabonds have won each one, but the winning margins in at least 2 out of those 3 were very tight indeed. Last time round, Vagabonds just opened the gap a little bit, but Western Vikings home pitch down there. The Goodwin brothers in excellent form. Skipper Ed Knight can play in the backs or the forwards. Toby Poole Wilson, great promising youngster in the back line. I think Vikings will give them more of a game down there at QE2. That's at 2:15 tomorrow. And the other match, Emerging Nomads against Ramsey B down at Ballachilia Park, the Field of Dreams at Port Erin. It's a tough one to call. Ramsey lost to Emerging Nomads up at the Murrick Park not that long ago. They're taking a squad down there to Port Erin, which should put up a decent bit of resistance against Emerging Nomads, but you've got to favour the Southerners on their home turf to make it a double over Ramsey B.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Dave Christian there, and finally over to Manx Hockey. After a flurry of cup competitions in recent weeks, league fixtures are firmly back in the spotlight this weekend, a weekend that includes 4 interclub derbies across the Isle of Man. I caught up with Sam Spooner earlier today to get his take on the games to come this Saturday. Heading back into the hockey this weekend, and it's back to a sole focus on league action. And let's start with the Rossborough Men's Premier League. And at 12:30, the early start is Ramsey A versus Bakker's A.
Yeah, and in all fairness, Bakker's A out for the win for this one. Ramsey A, they've been struggling this year, sitting third from bottom. Although I think Vikings B may, if they can get a point off one of these A teams, may give Ramsey A run for their money later in the season. But for me, Bakker's A all the way.
And then there's 2 games pushing back at 2 o'clock. First of those, Valkyries A versus Valkyries B at QE2.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cut and dry weekend in the Men's Premier League, and Valkyries A should win this one against Valkyries B. They're B team are bottom of the league. But either way, I think there's all 4 games at the QE2 feature of Valkyries side. So it's going to be a good, great day out for them. You know, it's a chance for those B team players to prove to their A team squad that they should belong there. But I think Valkyries A should win that one fairly easily.
And the other game at 2 o'clock is another interclub derby, in fact, and it's Vikings A versus Vikings B at the NSC.
Yeah, it's a weekend full of interclub derbies. I think there's 4 in total through all the leagues. And again, I think Vikings A should win this one fairly convincingly. But it is a precursor to the semi final of the MHA Men's Cup when these two sides face as well. So a lot could be said for what happens in this game.
Then moving on to the Rossborough Women's Premier League. You're right about interclub derbies. There's another one here at 12:30 at QE2, and it's another Valkyries A versus Valkyries B, and this time in the Women's Premier League.
Yeah, Valkyries A do sit second, but Valkyries B, they've had some brilliant results in the past few weeks. After not earning a point at all in the season so far, despite their good performances, they did get a point, I think it was against Ramsey A, which got them off the mark. Then, the amazing story last week was they beat Cass Town A 2-1 at normal time, and because they get a bye in the next round, because of the way the draw's been made, they're into the final. Their A team lost in the opening round to Vikings A, so their B team are in the final. So it's been such a good story for Valkyries B over the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I hope that continues this weekend. But to be said, I think for me, Valkyries A are going to prove too strong this weekend.
That game at 12:30, another game at 12:30 in the Women's Premier League is Vikings A, and they take on Ramsey A of the NSC.
Yeah, I called it a fair few weeks ago now. I just think Vikings A are going to go the whole season undefeated. Unfortunately for Ramsey, I don't think they've got a chance this weekend.
And then at 2:00 over at Castle Rushen High School, it's Castletown A, and they host Backers A.
Yeah, Backers A, they've been in fine form this season. Normally their seasons start off a little slower, but they start the season right bang on form. Castletown A, they start the season really well as well, but they've tailed off in the past few weeks. For me, I think it'll be a Backers A win, but I always caveat this Castletown A side with they always seem to make a fool of me.
Okay, let's swiftly look through the other divisions. There's two games in the Rossborough Men's Division 1.
Yeah, Castletown A versus Vikings C. Castletown A should go into that one as massive favourites, although Vikings C, for the second year running, have made a plate final. And then at 2:00, we've got Backers B versus Castletown B at King William's College. Me, Backers B, they're going for the title. Castletown B, bottom of the league. Backers B, we win all the way.
And two games as well in the Rossborough Women's Division 1.
Yeah, both of these at 3:30. First one is Harlequins versus Valkyries C at QE2. For me, I can't see past anything other than a Harlequins win. Up until the other week, I would have said they'd gone the whole season undefeated, but they did narrowly lose out to Castletown. Then the other game at 3:30, Vikings B versus Backers B at the NSC. Local derby. I think this one's too tight to call. Backers B start the season really poorly, but they've come into some fine form recently. Big 6-0 win against Vikings C last week. Vikings B, their form's been up and down this season, but I think it should be a tight game between the two.
And then moving on, we've got three games in the Rossborough Men's Division 2.
Yeah, 11:00 sees Harlequins B versus Ramsey B at the NSC. For me, I don't see anything but a Harlequins B win. They've won every game so far this season. Ramsey B are there or thereabouts at the top of the table. They are a few points behind Harlequins B now. It's 12:30, sees Backers C versus Backers Colts at King William's College. It's going to be a tight game. I'm not actually going to call a winner for this one. I think it's going to be a draw 2-2.
And then in the Rossborough Women's Division 2, two games.
Yeah, 12:30, we've got Castletown C versus Castletown Colts, the final interclub derby of the day at Castle Rushen High School. Both these sides pretty closely matched in all fairness, but I think Castletown C should come away with a win. 2:00 sees Vikings C versus Backers C at Ramsey Grammar School, odd place to play a Douglas derby. But both these sides have won good games this season. Vikings C currently sit top, Backers C still in with a shout at the title, and with games in hand, I think Vikings C should come away with a 2-1 win. I'll put a number on that one.
And as ever last, but certainly not least, we've got three games in the Rossborough Mixed Under 16 2.
Yeah, and 11:00, we've got Harlequins versus Valkyries at QE2. I think Harlequins, unfortunately, Valkyries should win this one. Harlequins have been mighty all season. And then 3:30 at sees Castletown versus Ramsey Rogues and Rascals at Castle Rushen High School. I think Castletown should run out fairly good winners of that one. And then at 3:30, a Douglas Derby, Vikings versus Backers at Ramsey Grammar High School again. For me, again, I think Vikings, they're sitting second in the table. Backers, they're sort of hovering in mid table. Vikings for the win.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Sam Spooner with that report there. Just a bit of housekeeping over on the hockey. It was mentioned there that the Men's Division 2 game, Backers C were playing Backers Colts. It is, in fact, Backers C taking on Castletown Colts, and on Backers Colts are away at Valkyries C. That's all we have time for this evening on Friday Sport Preview. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful Friday evening and have a wonderful weekend. So, until next time, bye for now. Station, Manx Radio.